This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. And with that musical flourish, we'll begin today's program with some local excitement about the London Olympics.
First, spoiler alert. Congratulations are in order for Marblehead's own Kayla Harrison, who won a fantastic first gold medal in judo for the United States. She defeated Gemma Gibbons of Great Britain.
And in women's gymnastics, all eyes were on Needham native Allie Raceman to see if she'd win gold in the gymnastics all-around competition today. We're going to find out from WBUR's Monica Brady-Myroff, who was out in Needham at an Olympics watching party, and she's back here in the studio now. Hey, Monica.
Hi, Anthony.
So I gather it didn't happen in London for Allie Raceman today.
It was so disappointing because it was so close. In fact, I was at Needham Town Hall where there were 300 people watching this. But because it was a live stream, there was no commentary, so we couldn't hear what happened, saw that she came in fourth with the exact same score as the Russian gymnast. So everybody was, what happened? What happened? Well, what happened is that new Olympic rules, state that a tie should be decided by combining the highest execution score on all of the events. And this was just recently put in June. It used to be about dropping one event and adding others. So even apparently at the Olympic Stadium, Raceman was confused about what happened. But she didn't medal, and that was just by a hair's breadth.
Oh, boy, that's too bad. But an American did take gold in gymnastics today, right? Tell us about that.
Gabby Douglas, the flying squirrel. And she was really flawless today. It was a beautiful thing to watch.
So give us a sense of what the mood was like in Needham, where there was so much excitement and hope for Allie Raceman.
Well, an hour before the event started, the town hall was filled, and they had to stop letting people in. And most of the people there were preteen girls, as you can imagine, many of them gymnasts themselves. And they loved watching it, oohing and aahing when Allie was on the balance beam, one of her best events. She wobbled a few times and touched the beam, and there was just this collective in the room. But afterwards, there was just such a sense of pride. Here's Catherine Charter.
I was a little disappointed, but I think it's just so special to have someone from Needham. So I just thought it was so inspirational and special. But I was a little disappointed because I think she could have done a little bit better from what she's done before. But this is really exciting.
And so what's next for Allie Raceman?
She has got two more competitions, the balance beam and the floor, and those are her two best exercises. So still hope for more medals, because let's not forget the team did win the gold earlier this week.
Many thanks, WBUR's Monica Brady-Myroff, who's just back from an Olympics watching party in Needham.
You're welcome.